John chapter 4, and we'll read verses 1 to 26. We won't get through the whole story today of the Samaritans, the whole chapter 4, but we'll proceed as the Lord leads us this morning.
那我们今天开始进入到约翰福音的四章，我们先从一节读到二十六节。今天我们不一定能把全部的二十六节讲完，那我们看主带着我们停到哪就在哪里。We read along.
Yeah, let's read.
那我们顺着读下去哈，一人一节，大家都翻到了吗？新约的约翰福音四章，撒玛利亚妇人。那第一节，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多。
其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗，
他就离开了犹太，又往加利利去。
必须经过撒玛利亚，
于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城名叫叙加，靠近雅各和他儿子约瑟的那块地，
在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏就住在井旁，那时月有已近。
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。
那时门徒进城买食物去，
撒玛利亚妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐对和对你说给我水喝，是给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你喝水。
妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道不比他还大吗？
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他那里头成为源泉，直涌到永生。
妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，
你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
夫人说，先生，我看出你是先知，
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
耶稣说，夫人，请当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要有心灵和诚实的拜，因为父要这样的人拜他。
神是个灵，所以拜他必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
妇人说，我知道你这样要来，他来了必将一切都告诉我们。
耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
Amen.
Amen. Well, this is a very interesting story. And it's interesting to note, as you read the New Testament, how the Lord Jesus deals with different people.
所以这是个很有意思的故事。当我们读到新约呢，我们就会注意到这样一个特点，耶稣对待不同的人是一个完全不同的方式。
For example, the story before this one was the story of Nicodemus.
比方说呢，在这个故事之前的那一个是跟尼哥底母的一个对话。
And you remember Nicodemus was, he was a Jew and he was a very prominent, a very famous teacher in Israel.
那尼哥底母呢是个犹太人，而且是一个特别名声显扬的一个犹太人的教师。
And we find that Nicodemus, he sought Jesus out. He came to Jesus, by himself.
而那个例子里呢，尼哥底母是自己到耶稣那里去寻求的。
But here we have a woman who is an outcast as far as the Jews are concerned, and we find Jesus seeking her.
那这里呢，这个妇女呢，她是个撒玛利亚人，她是被犹太人所看不起的，而且在这个例子里呢，相反是耶稣去找她的。
At first we don't understand the importance of Jesus speaking to this one woman.
那我们这里先不了解啊，这个耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人谈话的这个重要性。
Why wouldn't he go and seek out the important people in the town of Samaria?
那为什么他不去找那个撒玛利亚城里那些重要人呢，那些 VIP 去谈呢？
But this woman, morally speaking, was the key to opening the hearts of the Samaritan people.
但是呢，从道德上或者从灵里来看呢，这个妇人恰恰是那把钥匙，来打开整个撒玛利亚城全部人的心的钥匙。
When she gets saved, it affects everyone because everyone knew her sin.
当她得救的时候呢，她影响了她身边的认识她的所有人啊，这个城里所有人，因为每一个人都知道她在罪里。
And so, he deals with different people in different ways.
所以耶稣对不同的人用不同的方式来对待。
He knows our individual needs.
他知道我们每个人的需要。
And so he deals with us accordingly.
他是按照我们的需要来跟我们交流的。
Another thing that we might keep in mind is that the Lord Jesus had said that the second birth was something that was an invisible miracle.
所以这里呢，耶稣也讲到那个重生啊，第二次生命是一个看不见的神迹啊。
And this is what happens in this woman's life. There is an invisible miracle that takes place.
这就是这个妇人生命当中要发生的一件事，她要发生一个看不见的神迹了。
We meet the woman when at first, and she's a lonely, she's alone coming to the well to draw water.
我们看见这个故事开始的时候，她是一个孤单的一个人来到井边打水的妇人。
And when we last see her, she's going back to the city and inviting the whole city to come and meet Jesus.
当这个故事结尾的时候，她回到城里，把一城的人都邀请来听耶稣讲道。
So from one lost soul, we find a great soul winner.
从一个失丧的灵魂，我们看见了她成了一个灵魂的拯救者，他去帮助其他失丧的灵魂。
So let's look at, we'll start at verse 1 and we'll comment. Verses 1 to 4 are an introduction to our chapter.
那我们1到4节呢，是整章的一个介绍。
And I'm going to ask Jeet to jump in. Just give me a go like this when you want to.
Don't be so abrupt.
Okay. Verse 1, it says that the Pharisees were a group of religious people, very conservative religious sect in Israel.
那法利赛呢，这里法利赛人是一批非常保守的犹太的宗教人士。
And they were probably the leading teachers of the law.
他们应该是在当时律法的主要的教师。
The scribes, they were associated with the Pharisees.
那文士呢，也和法利赛人是在一起的。
And the scribes were the ones who copied the scriptures and who interpreted the scriptures.
那文士呢，主要是解释圣经和这个誊抄写圣经的。
And we read here that the Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John.
这里开始的时候呢，法利赛人就听见耶稣收门徒比约翰还多。
No doubt they were very interested in what was going on with this John the Baptist, and now this other preacher from Nazareth is coming.
那他们还在兴趣还在约翰身上的时候呢，突然发现拿撒勒来了另外一个更有影响力的传道人。
Naturally, the Pharisees, they were jealous of the success of John the Baptist and Jesus.
所以法利赛人是非常嫉妒约翰和耶稣的这些传道的果效的。
And so these Pharisees, they would probably want to cause a division between the disciples of Jesus and the disciples of John.
所以法利赛人很可能是在当中呢，想去引起约翰的门徒和耶稣的门徒之间的一些矛盾。
One of the tricks of warfare is to divide your enemies.
所以让你的敌人分裂啊，就是一个很不上台面的技巧。
And that's what I think the Pharisees were probably planning to do, is to cause maybe some conflict between John's disciples and Jesus' disciples.
这就我猜这个法利赛人正在做的一件事情，就是想让当时耶稣的门徒和约翰的门徒彼此有一些冲突。
Because up until this time, they were both the disciples of John and the disciples of Jesus. They were preaching the gospel of the kingdom. They were preaching the same message of the gospel of the kingdom. That is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Messiah is here. Repent and receive him.
所以为什么会有这种情形呢？就是在那个时刻呢，这一部分人都同时是约翰的门徒，也是耶稣的门徒。因为呢，耶稣在那个时候讲的信息呢，跟约翰讲的信息是一致的，就都是国度的信息。国度的信息呢，就是每个人要悔改，你们要悔改来等候接受那个弥赛亚。所以这两样呢，在当时是没有分开，因为耶稣还没有上十字架。
And so, in verse 2, it says, mentions the fact that, although in fact it wasn't Jesus who baptized, but his disciples, in verse 2.
所以第二节他这里提示了一下，不是耶稣施洗，是他的门徒施洗。
But verse 3, it says, when the Lord learned of this, that is, that the Pharisees had learned that Jesus' disciples were baptizing more than John the Baptist, he left Judea.
对，当主知道这个耶稣他的门徒施洗比这个约翰的门徒施洗多啊，他就离开了犹太。
See, up until this time, Jesus had been preaching in Jerusalem.
因为直到这个时候，耶稣一直是在耶路撒冷传教的。
It was when he was in Jerusalem that Nicodemus came to him by night.
也就是在耶路撒冷呢，尼哥底母是晚上去找他。
And so Jesus left Judea where he had been, and he was going to go back up into Galilee.
然后当他离开犹大地的时候，他就要回到加利利了。
Most of his ministry would be in Galilee.
因为他大部分的服事呢都在加利利。
It's like he leaves Beijing, and he goes way out into far out into the country near Tibet.
这有点像呢，他离开北京，然后呢跑到这个很远的乡下，就快靠近西藏那个很远的乡下去。
Among the rough peasants and the uneducated.
一群身边是一群没有受过教育或者比较都是农民，对，农民或者渔夫。
But on the way, he had to go through Samaria, it says.
然后这里呢，他说路上呢必须经过撒玛利亚。
Verse 4.
第四节。
It doesn't say, what it reads there, I think in any language it's very plain.He says, now he had to go through Samaria.
这里呢，我相信不同的所有的译本都会很清楚地表示一个信息，就是他必须要过撒玛利亚。
Now, this was not a geographical necessity.
所以这里呢，第一，我们要明白，这不是一个地理上的必须。
There were other ways to go to Galilee.
有很多其他的路去加利利的。
From Jerusalem, you could go down to Jericho and then follow across the Jordan River and follow the Jordan River through Perea up to Galilee and then cross the Jordan River again and you were in Galilee.
对，所以你要去加利利呢，你可以去耶利哥，然后过了约旦河，然后在约旦河的东岸一直往前走，然后再过约旦河就去加利利了。
And that's the route that most religious Jews took.
这是大部分的宗教的犹太人呢都是这么走的，就是刚才讲的那条路。
Because in order, if you went straight from Jerusalem north to Galilee, you go up, you pass along through the mountains, and you have to go right through Samaria.
就如果你通过这条路走呢，你要穿过，就是现在耶稣走这条路，他就必须要穿过这个撒玛利亚整个地区。
And of course, that's where the Samaritans live, and the Jews tried to avoid that if at all possible.
那这个区域呢，就是撒玛利亚人聚居的地方，这是宗教犹太人不愿意去路过的地方。
Now, why did Jesus have to go through Samaria?
那为什么耶稣这里说他必须要经过这个地方呢？
It was to see this woman.
原因是就是为了去看这个撒玛利亚妇人。
It's amazing to think that the God of the universe would go out of his way to seek out one poor soul.
你可以很难去想象这样的一个场景，一个全宇宙的神，他离开他自己正常应该有的路，去单独就是去见这样一个失丧的灵魂。
It was, And it wasn't an easy thing for him to do. He says that he, in verse 5, it says, or verse 6, he was tired from the journey.
而且呢，这也不是一个特别容易的一段路啊，因为第六节看见耶稣走路困乏了。
He was in the body of a man.
因为他毕竟是在肉身当中。
Or I should say he had a man's body. He was a true man.
他是一个真实完全的人。
And no doubt wherever he went, there were constant demands upon him.
而且呢，不管他去了哪里呢，在当地都对他有一个特别大的需要啊，人都围着他。
You and I, we can get rest. We can find 10 minutes rest, 15 minutes rest sometimes to restore our strength.
那我们呢，我们可以休息。我们至少可以找一个十分钟、十五分钟的空档去休息，来恢复体力。
But with Jesus, there was constant demands upon him.
但是对于耶稣来说呢，对他有不断的需要。
There were all his disciples that were with him, and the people that they would meet along the way.
不但他的门徒一直围着他，在这一路啊，有很多的人。
There was constant
跟着他。
There was constant questions.Of people. There was, and constant harassment by those enemies of his.
不但跟着他的人不停地有很多的问题，而且呢，这一路呢，还有很多敌人，就是属灵的这些敌人不停地还来搅扰他们。
And so, not only does it say that he had nowhere to lay his head, he had no time to lay his head.
所以不但圣经里耶稣说呢，他说人子没有枕头的地方啊。这个不但没有枕头的，他没有枕头的时间。
And so, we see him, he comes in verse 5, he comes to a town in Samaria called Sychar. Near the plot of ground, verse 5, that Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，第五节，名叫叙加。叙加在哪呢？就是靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。
Jacob had bought that parcel of land from Shechem. That was the Old Testament Shechem. And he dug a well there. That was Jacob's well.
然后雅各呢在那个时候呢跟示剑的人呢买了这块地，而且在那挖了一口井，就叫做雅各井。
That well, it's probably one of the best proven archaeological sites in Israel.
For now?
Yep.
Okay. 那雅各井呢，今天依然是可能最著名的在今天的以色列最著名的景点之一，还在吗？
No doubt. Have you visited the Well of Sychar?
I think we did. When we were on our
就叫叙加的井啊，这个就是叙加的井。
It's in the Palestinian Authority on the West Bank. Now is where the well is. I visited there in a number of years ago and drank from the well. I tried to drink from all the wells and the streams that I could. I didn't get sick until I got back to Canada.
然后那个，然后今天这个地方呢，在约旦河的西岸，但是是在巴勒斯坦的控制下。那这块地方的这个井呢，依然在呢，是个很著名的景点啊。每一个去那边的人呢，都会去看。啊，他说他以前去过，然后也喝了那口井的水啊，然后他说他尝试喝了当地很多这个井的水，但是在那边还好啊，回这边就生病了。
The well at Sychar, it's a deep well, very deep.
那叙加的这个雅各井啊，是个非常深的深井。
It's over 100 feet deep.Like 30 to 40 meters deep.
它超过100英尺深，就应该是超过30米深。
I had read what the Samaritan woman said later on. She says, "The well is deep." She says.
然后这个撒玛利亚妇人后面说，这个井水很深的，井又深。
So I remembered that when I was at the well, and I wanted to find out.How deep that well was.
我就记得我去的时候呢，我就想看看到底有多深。
So I picked up a little rock, little pebble. And then I looked at my watch, at the second hand, and I dropped it. And then I counted off the seconds till it hit I heard it hit. And then I calculated that it was about 75 or 80 feet deep at that time.
所以他其实想尝试一下到底有多深啊，他就拿了一个小石头，小圆石头，然后呢，他看了一下表，就比如一分钟的，刚刚这个秒针到那个一的零的时候呢，他就把那个石头扔下去，然后呢可以计算这个落的速度，然后通过这个速度呢，他可以测算出来，这个在他当时去的时候呢，水是就是井深差不多有75英尺那么深，75到80英尺。
But my calculations on the acceleration of a falling body, was very poor.
对，但是他算这个加速度的这个能力啊，也是有些问题的。
It in fact is over, one measurement in 1935, it was 138 feet deep.
但是有在1930几年的时候，有个专业的测量呢，其实是130多英尺。
I don't know what that is in meters now, about 40 meters.
Yeah, 大概40-50米吧，130英尺。
Very deep,
非常深，非常深。
So he was weary and he sits upon the well.
然后他很渴，很困，他就坐在那个井旁，那个时候。
Now, if it was the same, it would be about a little lower than the table here. The rim around the well.
就那个井沿呢，大概呢也就比这个桌子要矮一点点。
Little lower.
这依然还在呢，是一样的，那个没有变。
If they were the same ancient stones, they looked very old, but we don't know for sure.
应该看起来非常老了那个井啊，就相信，他说他不知道是不是还是就耶稣坐过的那个石头啊。
And so the Lord Jesus is tired and he's thirsty.
然后他累了也渴了。
His disciples, they had gone into town, to buy some food.And Jesus is alone.
然后耶稣是一个人在这里，因为他的门徒呢进了村子去买一些食物。
And now he sits and he waits.
他坐着其实在等啊。
Isn't that grace?
这是不是恩典呢？
The God of eternity is going to wait for this woman to come.
那一个永生神啊，能坐在这里等一个妇人来。
Another thing, it's noontime.
而且呢，这是中午的时候。
It's 12 o'clock.
12点了。
The sun is directly overhead.
那这个太阳就在顶上，这个井边上是没有遮的。
It's hot.
非常热，非常热。
And now you see a strange sight.
然后你就看见一个奇怪的场景。
There's a woman.
一个女人。
Walking along, her shadow is very short because the sun is overhead.
然后她孤单地走过来，她的影子非常短，因为太阳就在正头顶上。
And on her shoulder or on her head, there's a heavy clay pot.
那在她的头上或者在她的肩膀上呢，一定会有一个很重的这个陶罐子，打水的。
Now, when I visited Africa, I often used to see the women at Lekolwe. They would always go down late in the afternoon when the shadows were long as evening approached to draw water from the Lekolwe River.
我在非洲服侍的那段时间呢，我看见当地的妇女呢，经常是在傍晚的时候，太阳已经不烈了，然后出去呢，到就是 Lekolwe 附近的那个村子的妇女呢，就会到那个 Lekolwe 河去打水。
And they would carry their buckets. They were plastic, though.
然后他们会顶着他们的罐子，那应该是塑料的，就不是陶的。
And before you saw the women, you heard the women.
然后呢，你看见他们之前呢，你一定先听见他们的声音啊。
They're talking because this is part of their day when they meet all their friends and neighbors and they go down together to bathe at the end of the day and draw water and come back to their homes.
因为这个是他们的一个特别重要的相聚谈话社交的场合，他们一定是聚起来，然后呢各自扛着自己的装水的容器，然后呢你远远就能听见叽叽喳喳的这个声音啊，然后他们一起去到这个河边上去打水。
So it becomes a very pleasant social time for the women of those villages.
对于这些村子里的人来说呢，这是一个非常愉快的社交的场合时间。
It's better than reading the evening newspaper.
这个甚至比读晚报要高兴得多哈。
But our woman is all alone.
但是我们这里的这个妇人呢，她是一个人。
That pot must feel very, very heavy.
而且这个罐子啊，一定她扛得很累啊。
And she's lonely.
因为她一个人很孤单。
And so, what makes matters worse for her is that she sees a Jew sitting on the well.
然后呢，让她这个事情更糟糕的是，她居然发现有一个犹太人坐在井边上。
She would recognize the Jew because of the clothing that he wore. That they wore.
因为穿戴哈，你就能看得出这是个犹太人。
They would have all the Jews, religious Jews, would wear their garments had a blue fringe around the bottom.
因为每一个敬神的犹太人啊，那他们的衣冠上有个很重要的特征，就他的那个衣服长袍的最底下的边缘有一圈蓝色的带子，这个是旧约上帝告诉他们。
And you can imagine. The Jews and the Samaritans. The Jews hated the Samaritans, and the Samaritans hated the Jews.
那我们都从前面看见犹太人是不去打扰这个，不想路过撒玛利亚。那犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是彼此仇恨的啊。
And you can imagine what she saw when she saw that Jew sitting there. She probably said to herself, "If he says anything to me, I'm going to give him exactly what he's got. I'm going to give him back."
Oh, okay. Fight back, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna fight back, sir.
所以我猜啊，他在那个时候，他心里扛着罐子，一定想啊，就是如果这个人说我任何事情啊，我一定把他顶回去，因为他是带着一颗仇恨的心去见这个犹太人。
But what he says surprises her.
但是呢，这个人坐在井边，这个人所说的话呢，其实给这个妇人很大意外。
Very kindly and respectfully, he says, "Would you give me something to drink?"
然后非常和蔼的，也非常尊重的说呢，你能不能给我一点水喝？
And we see how the Lord now is dealing with this individual, this woman.
你会看见耶稣这个时候对待这样的一个个人，这个女人的态度又是另外一种样子。
He knows all about her.
其实耶稣知道所有关于她的事。
He knows that she's a sinner and she's a needy sinner, but she's got built up around her all this defenses.
耶稣知道她是一个罪人，这个妇女是个罪人，而且是一个有特别大需要的罪人，而且是在她的恐惧里面，她要把自己包裹起来。用一个栅栏把自己围起来的这么一个罪人。
So how will he do this?
那耶稣该怎么做呢？
He appeals to her sympathy.
然后他以一个怜悯的有爱的角度。他请求他的同情，他请求这个，对的，他请求这个撒玛利亚妇人的同情。
Would you please? He was thirsty and asking her to help him.
因为他说我渴了，你能不能来帮助我？
Now, that's the opposite, isn't it, of what she was expecting?
其实这是反过来的，因为其实这个妇人需要帮助，但是呢，耶稣恰恰先降卑到请求他帮助的角度。
And so he completely disarms her, in the sense that she now.Her defense that she had ready is dropped to the ground.
所以这样的一个角度呢，完全让这个妇女所以建起来的那些栅栏啊，一下子就都下来了，没有必要了。
And so we read in verse
9. 那第九节。
She says to him,But you're a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?
然后撒玛利亚妇人对他说：“你是个犹太人，你怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”
First of all, it says there, Jews don't associate with Samaritans. That's socially.
因为这里面解释了，他说犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
But also, he would have to drink from her vessel. And that would make the Jew ceremonially unclean.
而且还有一个重要的原因呢，就是因为当时容器就只有一样什么，他那个罐子，所以耶稣必须要从他的罐子里来喝这个水，这个会让犹太人按照他们当时的宗教律法呢，会让它变得不洁净。
It's like giving your dog some water, and then you pick up and you drink that water. Same thing.
所以这个对犹太人来说呢，就像你给你的家的小狗狗吃了喝了水，然后你捧着它喝过的，你也公公你也喝一下，对，就是这么个概念，对。
Have you got a dog?
I used to. And I loved him.
Mm-hmm. So she knows this, that a Jew would never drink from a vessel of a Samaritan. Never.
所以撒玛利亚这个撒玛利亚妇人是知道的，就是犹太人绝对不会喝他们用的陶罐来喝水的。
So her question, how can you ask me for a drink?
所以她会问这个问题，你怎么会问我要这个水喝呢？
See now, see how she's, She's being prepared by the Lord for this next statement. Because he's appealed to her sympathy, now he's going to appeal to her curiosity. See, he's got her interest. Right?
所以第一呢，耶稣是用他的怜悯让他放下了他的栅栏。第二呢，耶稣下一步就开始用他的好奇来教导他更多的道理。
So what does Jesus say next to her?
那耶稣想要说什么？
Verse 10.
第十节。
She says, if you knew, you see, he's appeal, that, the opening lines of that verse, if you knew, he appeals to her curiosity now, you see? If you, oh, I better let him.
所以耶稣回答说，你若知道，这里他用的你若知道这个词，其实就已经响应了这个撒玛利亚妇人特别大的好奇，奇怪，什么一个人，犹太人要跟我要水喝。
She's asked him a question. How can you be a Jew ask me for a drink? But now he's leading her on. He says, if you knew, the question there, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
所以耶稣回答呢，是响应撒玛利亚妇人的那个问题来回答的。这个就是你若知道谁神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他必早给了你活水。
So what he's saying is there's two things here.
他这里在说的是两件事情。
That you don't know, there's something more.
第一呢，就是你这撒玛利亚妇人，你不知道一些还有一些更多的东西。
He didn't answer her question, did he?
他并没有直接回答他的问题，对不对？
She asked why, how can you ask me for water?
他并没有说，那你怎么跟我要水喝？这个问题他没有直接回答他。
He replies, if you knew, you'd ask me for this something. You see, he holds up something that she is wondering about. She becomes curious now, you see?
对，所以耶稣的这个回答呢，是让撒玛利亚妇人的这个好奇呢，一直还在那里啊，就让他引着他进到更重要更深的那个真理里去。
And what it is that he's holding up to her is a gift.
而且呢，耶稣在这里捧在手里的，拿着要给撒玛利亚妇人的，其实是一个礼物。
If you knew the gift of God.
如果你知道这个礼物哈。
And who it is.
而且给礼物的是谁。
Who talks to you. What kind of a Jew is this?
这是怎么样的一个犹太人。
Is the question that might come to her mind there.
因为他一直在想啊，这是个怎么样的犹太人，居然还跟我要水喝。
What's he talking about? A gift of God and this, and he now presents himself as a mysterious person who can give the gift of God?
如果你知道你问的这个对象啊，如果是拿着一个礼物，而且是一个很神秘很神迹的一个形象来的这个人呢、啊、这个就是弥赛亚，你一定会求他，你会反过来求他。
And he's talking about a living water, different kind of water.
而且呢在最后呢他把水换成了一个另外的概念，叫活水啊，不同的水的概念。
And of course, we know that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们都知道呢，神的这个恩典，这个礼物就是通过耶稣基督而得着永生。
The wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ.
但神的恩典就是通过耶稣基督而得了永生。
Our Lord, yeah. It's a gift. Salvation is a gift.
救恩就是个礼物。
And though she doesn't understand this,
但是这个时候呢，这个妇人不知道这些事情。
The idea of a gift, something that's given to you freely, it excites her curiosity.
那礼物就是一个白白给人的东西，所以这个会让他持续有这个兴趣。
And not only that, but he seems to say that he is the source of God's gift. If you knew the gift, and who it was that said this to you.
而且不但如此呢，耶稣在这不但强调了礼物本身，而且强调给礼物的这个人就是他自己，他是那个源头，然后这就是预备让撒玛利亚妇人接受这两样。
You would have asked of me, and I would have given you living water.
所以你要你问我，我就会给你这活水。这是耶稣强调的一个点。
Now she isn't thinking in terms of spiritual things.
但是这个时候呢，这个妇人还没有到用属灵的角度来想这个事情的时候。
She's thinking that he's got a secret source of water somewhere else around there.
然后她在想的是不是他有一些秘密的。水源这个人有一些秘密的水源，他并不是从属灵的角度去想。
His words to her are probing, beginning to probe into her heart.
但是他的这些话呢，已经开始探到这个撒玛利亚妇人的心里去了。
And he's going to continue to probe until he gets to the bottom of her heart.
他要一直的探，直到探到撒玛利亚夫人心里的最深的那个点。
And there's a parallel here about the human heart is like a well.
这里有一个比喻，我们的心呢、啊、就像井一样，人的心就像井一样。
And when he probes deep into her heart to the very bottom, she's going to find that the well is dry. There's no water there.
所以当人跟随神的这个探啊，探到自己最深处的时候，就会发现呢，这个井其实是干的，人的这个井里面是干的，没有水。
But he's only beginning to dig the well.
但是耶稣这个时候才刚刚开始来探这口井，就是撒玛利亚妇人心里这口井。
Just like Jacob dug the well, that same well they were sitting on years before.
就像雅各在探，把这口井打出来的那个很多年前一样。
The Lord is in a sense digging her well.
那耶稣开始来把这个撒玛利亚妇人这口井挖出来。
Because she says to him, well, you must have another source of water, because she says there in verse 11, Sir, you've got nothing to draw with, and the well is deep.
十一节妇人说，先生你没有打水的器具，井又深。
Where can you get this living water?
你从哪里得活水呢？
Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
She's confused now.
她有点糊涂了，这个妇人。
Is he greater? Jacob gave that well years ago, and everybody drank from it.
那雅各的把这口井给出来很多年以前，那每一个人都是在这口井里打水喝。
And over 1900 years, they've been drinking from that well.
到那个时候啊，其实这口井。已经有1800到1900年历史了，就到这个耶稣坐井边上的时候，这口井就已经有1800-1900年历史。
That well had produced for generations and generations and satisfied all the people of the village, surrounding village.
那这口井是一直一代一代的养活井边上的这些人的。
He said, "Are you greater than Jacob that gave us that well?"
所以撒玛利亚夫人说，你还比这个打井的这个雅各更大吗？
Oh, he said, what was his answer?
他回答怎么说呢？
He says, everyone, now she's curious, but she's confused.
所以这个妇人呢，她很好奇，但是她也这个时候也糊涂。
She's still thinking in terms of he has a secret source of water somewhere else.
她一直这个妇人的这个思想还是停留在呢。这个犹太人一定有一些秘密的水源。
And so, he says to her, everyone who drinks of this water is going to thirst again.
所以耶稣说呢，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
He's going to talk now about a different water.
所以耶稣要开始切换到另外一个水的概念了。
He says, the water that I give him,Whoever drinks of the water I give him will never thirst.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
Indeed, the water I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为源泉，直涌到永生。
And so he's clearly talking about a different kind of water.
这里耶稣很明显的在讲另外一种水了。
Now, she seems to have gained a confidence in him now.
这里慢慢你会看见呢，这个撒玛利亚夫人开始对耶稣有一些信心了，对吧？
You see how she, instead of being opposed to him at the start, now she's almost walking beside him, as it were, in their conversation.
那最初他们怀着敌意戒心来到耶稣面前的，到这个对话的到这个点上，其实他们已经开始并排来谈论一些事情了。
So, he's gained her trust, is what it is.
就是耶稣已经得着了这个撒玛利亚夫人的信任了。
So, in order for us to become good soul winners, that's the first thing we do. We gain people's sympathy in a sense. We don't oppose people.
所以成为一个灵魂的拯救者很重要的一个角度就是我们并不是去把人挡在外面的，你总是要先取得他对你的信任。
And then he makes her curious too by saying things that somehow they echo in the chambers of her heart.
然后呢他会让这个妇人有很大的这个好奇，就是这个好奇是从他心里自己长时间以来一直想要的那东西出来的。
And now he has her confidence and trust. He awakens her desire for something spiritual. It's like he's digging deeper and deeper into her well.
就像他一不停的在撒玛利亚夫人这口井里往下挖一样，让他看见他里面的最深的需要啊，让这个撒玛利亚夫人。
She says, "Sir, give me this water," verse 15, "so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
那十五节夫人说呢，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用这么远来打水。
She still doesn't understand that he's talking about something spiritual here.
这里呢，妇人还是不明白耶稣在讲一些关于灵力的事。
But she truly wants something that has lasting satisfaction, that gives lasting satisfaction.
但是她一直在寻找能够带给她持续的满足的那么样一样东西。
Every day at noon.
因为每一天的中午呢。
When she knows she's not going to meet anyone else.
因为当她知道她不会再碰到任何人的时候。
As we find out later, She'd had five husbands.
因为我们都知道后面她有五个丈夫。
And now the relationship that she had was an adulterous relationship.
所以而且现在她依然在一个淫乱的罪当中。
Do you think she is very popular with the women of Samaria?
你觉得这样的一个人会很 popular, 很招人喜欢吗？
She is an outcast, really.
她其实本身也是在她的环境里是被鄙视的。
That's why she had to come every day alone to the well.
这就是为什么她每一天要孤独的一个人捡中午的时候出来的原因。
What she was looking for was something that would last, a satisfaction that would last.
所以在她心里真正渴求的不是那个秘密的水源，是长久的能带给她长久满足的东西。
She had tried through many relationships to try to find that satisfaction.
因为她也尝试了很多的关系，所以她有五个丈夫这种，她一直想去找这个那个长久的满足。
Now it's interesting that the woman, as she is speaking there, she says to him about the water, the different water that they're talking about. Jesus is talking about one kind of water, the woman is talking about another kind of water, right?
所以在这里呢，两个人在说不同的水，耶稣在说属灵的水，这个妇人在说井里的水。
It's interesting that the Spirit of God makes a difference in the words that are used here. We don't get them in the English, but we do get them in the Greek.
但圣灵在这里用了一些不同的词，在英语里我们没有看见的，是原文的希腊文里有不同。
In verse 12, it says, that are you greater than our father Jacob who gave us this well?
十二节说呢，你比我们的祖宗雅各都大吗？这个雅各呢，给我们这口井。
And the what she says there, the well is deep in verse 11.
十一节说呢，这个井很深。
That word in the Greek means just like that, a well or a pit of water in the bottom of a pit.
所以这个希腊的原文呢，它不但是井啊，它也表明是一个坑，水坑哈。
When the Lord Jesus speaks in verse 14, he says that the water I give him will become in him a spring of water.
那十四节呢？说我要给他的水呢是是成为泉源的水。
It speaks of a different kind of well altogether.
这个是在讲完全不同的另外一种井的概念。
It's a different word in the Greek.
这个是在希腊文里是不同的词，不是一个词。
In the Greek, it means a gushing up.
在希腊文原文里面，这个泉源中文翻得很准确，就是喷出来的，一个是活的，一个是死的。
Yeah, have you ever heard of artesian wells? You know what an artesian well is?
Yeah.
It's not just a spring that comes up on the ground. It actually is under pressure and it shoots up. A fountain.
就像一个喷泉一样，对，它里面的压力大，它就要涌出来的那个水源。所以讲到耶稣的这个水源的时候，他用的是这个词。讲到那个撒玛利亚妇人那个水源，就是一个水坑。
The well that the woman was talking about was one you had to draw water up from.
就是那个妇人那个水源呢，你必须那个水坑啊，深深的水坑，你得自己去往上挖。神的这个水是自己喷出来的。
The water that springs up to eternal life is.That the Lord Jesus speaks of one is has force from within and overflows by itself.
所以讲到永生的那个源泉呢，是从里面有力量出来的，它要往外走的。
And so, how then is she going to be made to understand the spiritual side of things?
那怎么样耶稣能带着他明白这个属灵的角度的关于这些事呢
?Come back after the break, and you will find out.
对我们休息以后再来啊未完待续啊。yeah, yeah. 我们一起来做个祷告。我们在天上的父谢谢您啊赐给我们这活水我们就像那撒玛利亚妇人一样我们来到您的面前我们虽然有很深的需要但是我们自己不知道。我们以为我们要的是那真正的要的是那地上的井水但其实我们要的是那真正的活水的泉源父啊求您让我们真的明白也愿意说主啊求您赐我这泉水我愿意相信你感谢主求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食奉主耶稣基督的名阿门那我给大家一些历史的内容啊那给大家方便更深的理解。
You know, when we lived in Port Alberni, there was a man named Eli Nessam. He was a Jewish man, a believer. And he would come and teach us from God's word.
那我以前在一个地方住的时候呢有一个人他是个犹太人那他会过来跟我们讲这些内容。
It would be really easy to understand because he had the cultural background, the historical background of the nation of Israel.And he would add this in when he was teaching us from God's word.
那对他们来说就比我们更容易理解，因为他有文化背景，而且他有地理的背景，所以他非常的清楚。所以当他得救信主以后，他来跟那个长老们讲的，当时讲的那些内容呢，就有给他们很大的帮助。
So first of all, in the beginning of chapter 4, the Pharisees are.The troublemakers. And they want to divide, like Eric was saying. They want to divide and rule. They had the power, and they didn't want anybody else getting more power than them.
那四章一开始就知道法利赛人他们要做的就是分离的工作因为他们有一些很大的权柄啊其他人没有的所以他就想搞破坏。
First it was John the Baptist, and they sent out messengers to see what he was about, because he was attracting a lot of people to himself and teaching them.
Jesus, right?
John the Baptist.
The Pharisees sent.
Yeah, the Pharisees sent people over there to find out what he was, who he was. Oh, okay.
所以当施洗约翰在服侍的时候呢，这些法利赛人就会派很多人去看施洗约翰到底在干些什么。
And then along comes Jesus, and Jesus is attracting a lot of people.
那来到耶稣这里呢，耶稣也吸引了很多人。
So they want to divide Jesus and John the Baptist. Because, see, John the Baptist is a man of God, and Jesus is God, and they're strong, and you can't divide them. They're going to tell the truth. It doesn't matter what it is. The truth is the truth. It never changes.
所以当耶稣兴起的时候呢，他们也去做同样的事情，然后他们想去努力的把他们拆开，但是呢，因为耶稣是神自己，施洗约翰是神的仆人，所以他们的工作，法利赛人的工作总是不成功，因为真理就是真理。
But it wasn't time for Jesus to confront these people at this time yet.
但这个时候呢，耶稣还没有跟他们直接面对面起直接冲突的，就耶稣的时候还没有到。
And that's why he was heading back to Galilee.
这就是为什么耶稣呢，就回去了，就往加利利方向回去了。
Now, mostly the Jewish people always went around Samaria.They never went through Samaria. They always went around because they thought they would be defiled and those people were no good, they were dogs. And they went around and they never went into Samaria.
对，所以在那个时候呢，加利利在最北面，那个耶路撒冷在南面，当中就是撒玛利亚地区。所以犹太人要去两个地方的时候呢，都是绕行的，绕过整个撒玛利亚地区，因为他们认为呢，那个地方会把他们搞脏了。他们甚至认为这外邦地啊，就是狗啊。就是猪啊，所以他要绕行啊。
So a little bit of history on what happened here. After King Solomon died, his son took over as king, and what happened was the nation of Israel got divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
那一些历史的背景告诉大家，就是当大卫儿子所罗门做王，所罗门死了以后呢。整个以色列呢就分裂成两个国家，那北国和南国。
So the southern kingdom was Judea, and the northern kingdom had some very bad kings, and they led the people in the wrong way.
那南国那两个支派呢，就叫做犹大国，北国依然叫以色列国，有十个支派，但是北国的那些的王呢都非常非常糟糕，他们没有一个好王，他们就把国民往错误的方向带。
So when they were united as one kingdom, they went to worship in Jerusalem. That was the place to go and worship.
那正常呢，他们应该去耶路撒冷来敬拜啊。
And
因为圣殿在那儿。
When they divided, the northern kingdom didn't want the people of the north to go down to Jerusalem, so they set up their own religious places on the mountain where to worship.
所以当他们分裂成南北两国的时候呢，正常所有的犹太人都应该到南国耶路撒冷的圣殿来敬拜。但是北国的王呢就不愿意他的子民呢到南边来，所以他自己设了一个山，就在那搞了一个宗教。
Now that mountain was fairly close to where this lady lived.
这座山就非常接近这个撒玛利亚妇人住的地方了。
When the Assyrians invaded Israel, they took the northern people that were in the northern kingdom, they took them as slaves, most of them, to Assyria.
所以当亚述呢因为北国的败坏啊，那亚述王就入侵了，入侵完了就把整个北国的人呢全部掳到了亚述国去。
Then they settled the northern kingdom with foreigners.
然后呢他们就把整个北国不是人迁走了吗，地空出来了吗，他们就把所有的很多的外邦人呢从其他地方挪到这里来住了。
So what happened was there was too many foreigners in the northern kingdom, and the few Jewish people that were there or that came back after the exile, they intermarried with the foreign people.
那这块地的人就变成什么样的人口结构呢？当人全部挪出去以后，地空出来，外邦人住进来，所以慢慢的还有一些犹太人也会从其他地方搬过来或者回来了，所以这里的人口的大多数是外邦人，少部分是犹太人，而且他们两者彼此通婚了。
God had already told the nation of Israel not to intermarry with the non-believers, the other nations.
上帝其实告诉了犹太人啊，就是不能够和其他外族有通婚的事情。
There should be a pure race of people for God.
因为他们必须要成为一个纯粹的民族啊，为了神。
So now these people in the south, they believe that they are pure people, and the people in Samaria are impure people. They're unclean people.
所以在犹太人的眼里，在南国这个耶路撒冷的这些犹太人眼里，他们是纯粹的犹太人。但是撒玛利亚这块呢，就是不纯粹了，他们已经通婚了。
So there's a barrier in between the Samaritans and the Jewish people. There's a wall in between.
所以这里有一堵无形的墙啊，就在当时的所有的撒玛利亚人和这个南国的犹太人之间有一堵很高的墙。
But you see with God, there's no barriers.
但你会看见在神那里没有墙。
There's no walls in anywhere.
在没有任何地方都没有墙。
You know, in we have many, many different walls. Sometimes you have the rich and the poor, and there's a wall in between. And the rich don't want to have anything to do with the poor. Sometimes it's nations, you know. Some people that are of certain nations don't want to have something to do with other nations. And some cultures don't want to have anything to do with other cultures. There's walls everywhere, different walls.
我们看见人之间会形成无形的很多的墙，比方说富人和穷人之间，富人不愿意跟穷人有交往，比如说国与国之间，不同的文化与文化之间，比如说受教育不没有受教育，这些都是人自己建起来的一些墙。
Now, we are not to, you know, say there's a wall in between us, how do we get through? But here Jesus, he teaches us how to get through those walls.
但这里呢，耶稣教导我们怎么样来走穿，就穿过这些墙。
You know, God loves everybody. It doesn't matter who they are, what nation they're from, what culture they're from, what background they have, how rich or poor they are. It doesn't matter to God. He loves everybody.
我们知道神爱每一个人，不管他是什么文化的，什么种族的，不管他有钱没钱，不管他是什么样的人，神都爱的。
And it says that he must go through Samaria. He must go through Samaria because there was a divine appointment. Okay, between Jesus and this woman. There was an appointment there. There was a divine appointment. It was divine because God was going to meet this woman.
所以他必须经过撒玛利亚的原因是因为有一个神圣的约定在神和这个妇人之间。他要去履行这个约会，他要把这个妇人从罪中救出来。
And you know, Jesus is God, and he knows how people think and what's in their heart, even though we don't know that.
耶稣是神呢，他知道我们的心，我们怎么思想的，但是我们人彼此是不知道的。
So, how do we break down barriers? How do we break down the walls between us and the people that we want to get the gospel through?
那我们怎么样把这样的墙卸掉？当我们要把福音给到不同的人的时候。
I was just speaking a little bit to Lisa during our break, that God is so gracious, He doesn't want any to perish. He will always send His servant with a divine appointment to meet somebody to tell them about the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣是神是信实的，他总是会差他的工人去打破这些墙，去履行那个神圣的约定，把福音传给那些需要的人。
It's not something that we try to deliberately do. It's something where God leads us. The Spirit of God leads us into that situation where we must have that divine appointment with somebody. We must, the words that come out of our mouths are not our words. Because it's the Spirit of God that led us there.
Amen.
And it's the Spirit of God that speaks through us to that person.
所以这个并不是人刻意自己故意计划的。这就是神的圣灵带领。他到了那个时候呢，他就用你成为他的工人。所以工人讲的话其实并不是自己来的，就是神的圣灵在他里面，他讲出来的。那这样的神圣的约定，最终唯有一个为美好的目的，就是去救那个要救的失丧的灵魂。
You see, I can't break down those walls. People have those walls, the defenses, like this woman. You're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. What do you got to do with me? I can't break down those walls, but the Spirit of God will break down that wall and speak to the deepest part of their heart.
我们自己靠着人是不可能把这种的墙打破的。你比如说你一个撒玛利亚人，一个犹太人，就像一个美国人，一个其他国家人，自己这个无形的墙靠着人力是没法打破，但是神的圣灵要做成他的功的时候，他就能够打破这些墙。
On Tuesday I was in Nanaimo and I was coming back on the back to Vancouver and the ferries were running late because there was a storm out in the strait. The winds were ferocious. And so the ferries were late. And we're waiting in the waiting room and just looking out. And this man came to me and he started talking to me. And he started talking and I said, the ferry's 20 minutes late, maybe half an hour. And he said, you know, a lot of changes taking place in the world. I said, yes, I know. I said, it's going to be more changes taking, big changes taking place in the world. I said, that's the way it's written in the Bible, and that's the way it's going to be. And he says...
就是他在讲一个故事啊，他讲他自己的一个经历，对，然后那个就说星期二的时候呢，他在Nanaimo啊，他在农场呢，然后呢他要回来，但是那天呢有大风，海上有大风，所以这个轮渡呢就晚点了，然后呢他们就待在那个轮渡口的那个休息室里。他就看着窗外啊，然后有个男的就上去跟他聊，说这个船晚点了20分钟，半个小时啊，说这个世界一直在变啊，然后这长老就跟他讲福音了，就说是的，这个世界一直在变，而且还会变得更厉害更大。
And then this man said to me, he said, there's one thing that never changes. And I said, well, what's that? He says, God never changes. I said, that's true. He's same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. And I recognized that this man was a fellow believer. Of all the people in the crowd, the Lord brought us together. Yeah, that's his divine appointment.
所以呢这个时候那个这长老说这个世界还会变得更多，然后那个男的上来，那个男的就说，是的，但有一样是不变的，就是上帝。然后这时候呢，这里发现他是一个信徒，他是信主的一个弟兄，这么多这个休息室好大的一个休息，就这么多人啊，就让他们俩坐下来聊啊，这个，对，这是神有他自己的约定。
See, as you go through life and experience these things, your faith gets stronger and stronger and stronger in the Lord. You know that your life is being guided by the Holy Spirit.You know that. You can see these things happening before your very eyes. It's not me or, you know, another believer, but it's God's doing.
所以我们人自己做不到，但是神借着他的圣灵，他能来改变这一切，就是打破这些墙，来履行这些神圣的约会，这都是神他在做工。
You know, it's,I rejoice so much in that you know, it's not up to me or it's not my power or my strength or whatever, but it's God's strength that we go into, you know, like we go forward with God's strength, not in our own strength, not in our own knowledge, not in our own wisdom. God gives us, He equips us with everything that we need at the right time, at the right place, at the right moment. He does it all. It's not us that...
对，不是我们的力了，上帝会在那个最正确的时间正确的地点给我们正确的那个力量，让我们去做出对的事情来，所以这些都不是我们人在做的。
Another thing that I was talking to Lisa was about, you know, we've been to Israel a few years ago, we went there and you can see the sites and the places, the geographical it's the same as it was 2000 years agoThis well that's talked about, you can see it with your eyes. It's written in God's word. Okay? And all the names are written in the Bible here. That was 2,000 years ago. Who remembers that? I can't remember that. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, But the God of the word of God remembers that. And God is the same yesterday, today. He's got no time limit. All this is written, you know, in things that happened so long ago. God's word is true. And we can see it with our eyes. You can see this well. You can see Jerusalem that's talked about in the Bible. And the many, many different other places, you know, that are mentioned in the Bible, they're there.
所以我们今天看见的这些地方，我们看到的这些人呢，在历史上全都是真实的，就在2000年前，全都是像我们今天的真实一样那么鲜活的。那你今天依然能够看见这些地方，比方说你去耶路撒冷，你去这个叙加，去看见那口井，然后这些人名呢，如果是在人的历史里面一代一代下来，我们就老早淹没了啊，就不会记得。但是上帝呢都把他们记下来了，就非常的非常的真实。
You know, there was a place where Solomon kept all his horses. And he was a lover of horses. He had the finest horses from all over the world. The best horses. And we went to that site where his stables were. And they were all ruins, mind you. You know, there were no stables there anymore. But the geographical place is still there.
Let me get it.
所以比方说呢，他说你去那边，你会碰到去看一个地方，就是所罗门的马厩。所罗门王是一个特别特别喜欢马的王，他把全世界，因为他是当时最最最富有的一个地上的一个王，所以当时世界上的有的好马他都收集来了。然后呢虽然这个马厩肯定不在了，但是马厩的那个原址今天你还能看得到。
So I think you can continue on
her. Okay. So with that background on the Samaritans, you can see that there was a lot of hatred and animosity between them.
所以你会看见那个撒玛利亚人的这个背景呢，他会有很多里面的仇恨和敌对的心呢，在他们里面。
So the Lord Jesus.Not only had to break down cultural differences, but he had to undo a lot of spiritual problems too, did with this woman.
所以他不但耶稣不但要把一些文化上的这个差异或强拆掉呢，他还要去解决这个妇人自己里面一些罪的问题。
And so, the cultural divide, I think when he asked her for water, that broke down the cultural divide.
所以文化的问题好解决，当他问这个妇人要水喝的时候呢，这个隔阂就淡化了。
Because he approached her in that way, he approached her as, he honored her as a person.
因为他这么请求水喝的时候呢，他就把这个妇人呢放在一个抬在一个位置上，就是承认他的独立的人格，对。
And so he appeals to her sympathy for him, in his need, and he's asking in a very polite way.
因为他用一个礼貌的方式去请求妇人的帮助啊。
And then he tells her about a strange source of water, and it's a gift, and that he's the one who gives it.
然后他又换了这个概念，讲了一个很奇怪的水。那这个水是一种礼物，然后给这个礼物的人就是他自己。
And so he's appealing now to her curiosity. He's got her mind going, right?
然后这个时候呢，妇人的思维就要开始往下走了。
Is there another source of water around here?
看看这附近有没有其他的水源呢。
And then next, what he does is he begins to differentiate between her idea.Of her need and her real need.
这时候呢，他开始分开什么呢？分开这个妇人自己认为他要的，和这个妇人其实他内心真正要的，要把这两个概念分开。
She thought her need was that if she could find another source of water, that she didn't have to come here all the time to draw.
因为这个妇人自己认为呢，她需要有一个。像自来水一样的那个水源，这样的话呢，他中午就不要出来打水了。这是他认为他要的。
He's talking of the eternal spirit and eternal life.
但是他真正要的，也是耶稣想要谈的，是永恒的灵，永恒的生命。
And so he's going to separate those two for her.
所以现在耶稣要把他这个妇人里面这两样心思念要分开，要让这个妇人认识到他真正要什么。
Verse 13 again.
那就是十三节，我们继续在。
Everyone who drinks this water will thirst again.
回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
That won't solve her problem.
这个不能解决你的问题。
Nothing natural is going to solve her problem.
因为没有任何自然的东西能解决人里面的问题。
And this is true. There isn't, the real human need is a spiritual need.
因为真正人里面的需要都是灵里的需要。
Education won't solve our problems.
教育不会解决我们的灵里的问题。
The world is still at war with one another, and we are more educated now than we ever have been in any part of history.
那我们在这历史上以来呢，我们今天的状态是最最受教育的状态，教育是传播的最广的状态，但是今天依然征战平人啊，这个地上依然天天在打仗。
We're enjoying the greatest time of prosperity in all the history of the world.
那从有史以来，我们今天在地上的繁华也是最高的啊程度。
But men's and women's hearts are still empty.
但男人和里面的内心依然是空的。
What about psychology and the study of the human soul?
对于那些心理学啊，研究人魂的那个心理学。
About the best they can do is drug you up so you don't know what's happening.
那最好的方法呢，就是让你糊涂啊，就是催眠啊。
They're not solving any problems.
其实他解决不了任何问题。
The real problem is what the Lord Jesus is going to soon point out to this woman.
那真正的问题是耶稣马上要跟这个妇人指出来的。
He's digging her well.
他在挖你里面的井啊。
She recognizes she has a need of something.
因为她撒玛利亚妇人只是认识到她有一些的需要。
So he tells her about this new something.
然后他告诉她这些需要是什么。
Whoever drinks the water that I give him will never thirst.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
Indeed,The water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And notice that he says that it is water that I give him.
注意啊，他这里说的是，这个水是我赐给他的，耶稣赐给他。
The woman still doesn't understand, but she the only one thing she understands that.He is the source, or he knows where the source is.
这个妇人呢，这时候真只是知道呢，他耶稣呢是那个水的源头，或者耶稣知道那个水的源头在哪。
Now, turn to chapter 7, verse 37.
我们来看一下七章的三十七节。
We have the Lord Jesus teaching almost the same thing now that he had telling the woman, and he's preaching it in Jerusalem in public.
这是耶稣在讲的几乎同样的一个事情啊，就讲到这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候，讲到同样的事情，就是活水的源泉。
It's not just for the woman, it's for the world, isn't it?
这个时候就不只是对这个妇人了，是对全部的世界了。
And on the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice.
在节期的末日，就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说。七章三十七节，约翰福音。
And there it is. If anyone is thirsty,
人若渴了
，that's a universal offer.
这是一个全宇宙的这个给予哈，就是他这个是给全部人的。
And he makes no mistake about the source now.
然后他完完全全在这个源头上，他不再含糊了。
Let him come to me and drink.
就是什么到我这里来，耶稣说到他那里去。
And then he explains this a little bit.
他就解释了一点点。
What he's talking about, how do you get this living water?
你怎么样得这个活水呢？
Whoever believes in me.
信我的人。
As the scripture has said,Streams of living water will flow from within him.
就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So how do you get that gift that he mentions to the woman?
那他怎么得着那个他向妇人说的那个活水呢？
You come to him, believing in him.
你去他那儿，相信耶稣，相信
他。Trust in him.
相信他。
You see, and then it says, he explains further in verse 39, by this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive.
耶稣说这话是指着信他之人要圣灵，又受圣灵说的。
So up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
He needed to go to the cross there and make a sacrifice for sin. The blood had to be shed first.
所以他必须要先得着，先到十字架上，解决罪救恩的问题。
The Spirit could never rest where there's sin.
当还有罪的问题没有和好的时候呢，圣灵是不能够住在我们里面。
The Spirit can only rest where there is absolute purity, and that purity is only found in the blood of the sacrifice of the Lamb of God.
那圣灵只能够住在那圣洁的身体里，那这个只能是有耶稣的血来洗净的。
And that purifying blood of Christ purifies from all sin.
那耶稣的灵啊，这个这样的洁净是把我们从一切罪里面，所有的罪里面洁净出来。
So one that believes in the Lord Jesus, God Himself can look at that person and declare them righteous before him.
所以对于信的人来说呢，神的眼里看见的这个人就是全然洁净的。
You and I don't feel sometimes absolutely pure and clean, yet God declares us absolutely righteous before him.
所以你和我呢，有的时候自己都不感觉自己很圣洁啊，还是很污秽的，但是在神眼里呢，他宣布我们是洁净的，因为耶稣付上了一切罪的代价。
We'll look at this a little bit later when we come to his discussion with this woman about true worship.
然后我们之后会看见一点点，当这个妇人讲到真正的敬拜的时候的那个段落。
But the important thing to take from this is that this is a universal offer.
所以这里重要的我们看见的是，这是一个邀请啊，是什么？全宇宙的邀请，就每一个人都可以来。
If anyone is thirsty,
只要你渴了，你感觉渴了。
Now many people they try to satisfy their thirst with all kinds of things in this world.
很多人用自己在地上一切的能找到的方法来满足自己灵里的饥渴。
They never satisfy.
但他一直没有得到满足。
No matter what you try, you can never be satisfied completely.
因为你任何你只要尝试的，你都不能完全得到满足。
The only thing that can satisfy is something spiritual.
那真正能得到让你得到满足的是从灵里来的。
And all, the only God is the Spirit Almighty.
那个神自己就是那大能的灵啊。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
And so, if anyone is thirsty, he says, where's the source of that satisfaction? It's in him, the Lord Jesus. Let him come to me.
那个活水的源头是在他里面，所以耶稣说呢，到我这里来。
Now, there's another condition here.
那这里呢，还有一个条件。
What is it?
这是什么呢？
Let him come to me and drink.
他说可以到我这里来喝。
That's believing.
这就是信。这就是信。
You can come to Jesus.
你可以来到耶稣面前。
But unless you actually believe, you won't get satisfaction.
你可以来到耶稣面前，但是除非你真的信，你还是不能得到满足。
And so let him come to me and drink.
所以到我这里来要什么？要喝。你不能只看这个水。你得喝。
And then streams of water will flow out of him. There will be that joy, that eternal joy.
那个永恒的喜乐就会出来，就像源泉在里面涌出来。
So that's what the Lord Jesus, if we turn back to there in verse 14, that's what he says to this woman.
这就是耶稣在四章十四节跟那个妇人讲的。
Indeed, the water I give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
这就我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直到永生。
In John 37, it's the water speaks of the Spirit. here of eternal life.
那在约翰福音七章三十七节的时候，那个时候，讲到的圣灵的那个水呢，是讲到的是比喻的是圣灵，在这里呢是在讲永生。
But there's no contradiction.
这里没有矛盾的。
Because that's eternal life through the Spirit.
因为永生必须得借着圣灵里的重生来的。
It's one and the same.
这是一样的东西，一样的事情。
So now the woman has her desire is awakened.
然后这个时候，这个妇人里面的那个需要啊，灵里的需要开始醒了。
She does. The Lord is getting way, 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 way down into her heart.
那耶稣呢，一直往里深，很深，深深的挖。
And so she says there in verse 15.
对，妇人在十五节说
，Give me this water.
请把这水赐给我。
Show me what this water is. I'll take it.
我要这个水。
So I don't have to come back here and draw anymore.
这样的话，我不用这么远来打水。
There's one last stage here, isn't there?
有最后的一个场景要出来了。
See, she recognizes her need, but her conscience needs to be probed. Her sin needs to be exposed.
她知道了自己的需要呢，但是这个时候呢，她的罪需要被显明出来。
And so, what does the Lord do? He now reaches down to the bottom of her well. So he says to her, go call your husband.
所以耶稣这时候要触到他最深的、最底部的那个事情，就是去叫你丈夫到这里。
Now God knows everything about her, doesn't he?
神知道关乎他一切的事，对不对？
The Lord Jesus is God, so he knows everything that's in her heart.
耶稣知道他里面一切的事。
He knows everything she's tried to cover over.
耶稣知道这个妇人，一直想遮盖的一切事。
And so he knows how what a sinner she is.
耶稣也知道这个妇人是怎么样的一个罪人。
Yet you know what he says to her?
然后你看他是怎么跟他说的
？Go call your husband and come back to me. Come. There's a word. There's an invitation.
然后呢，他说去叫你丈夫也回来，也到这里来，这是一个邀请。
Knowing all about her, he says, "You come back."
他知道这个妇人啊，所以他说你要回来到我这里。
Isn't that lovely to think?
这是不是一个非常美好的邀请
？Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
说凡劳苦担重担的，就到我这里来，我要让你们得安息。
He didn't tell her to go and stay away.If she didn't want to come back, no, he says you go, but call your husband, but you come back.
所以他并不让这个妇人说你走，你到哪里去远处去待着。但是他说你可以叫你丈夫，你们一起再回来到我这里来。
And so the Lord's digging has reached the bottom. She says to this, "My well is dry. I have no husband."
然后耶稣的这个挖井啊，就到了底了。那这个妇人就只能说呢，她没有丈夫，因为她这个井在最底下是没有水的。
Five husbands she's tried.
她试了五个丈夫。
How many abandoned her?
有多少放弃了她呢？离弃了她呢
？How many through her own actions did they leave?
Through
her own actions, through her failures and so on.Did they leave because of her? Because of her personality or so on?
有多少是因为她自己做得不好，或者说她自己的失败啊，导致这个婚姻的失败。
She must have been a bitter woman, very difficult to live with.
那她是一个非常非常苦读生的这个女人啊。
And the man she was living with wouldn't commit to marriage, probably...Didn't want to be number six, Mr. Number Six.
所以那个现在在有的这个丈夫，甚至不愿意跟他有真实的婚姻关系啊，也许是不愿意成为那第六个哈。
And the Lord Jesus says, "You're right. You're right when you say you have no husband."
然后耶稣说呢，是的，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
Then he explains to her history.
然后耶稣就跟他解释了他的历史。
And it, that must have been a very big surprise to her.
这个对于那个妇人来说是个巨大的意外。
He knew all about her.
因为耶稣知道她一切的事情。
Her well was now at the bottom and it was completely dry.
因为这个妇人的井开始触到底，发现里面什么水也没有。
There was nothing there.
里面什么也没有。
No satisfaction.
也没有满足。
And so, in exposing all her secrets, he's probed her conscience now.
所以在显明她这个妇人一切的里面的秘密以后呢，神开始触及她的良心了。
And so she realizes now of her complete need, her spiritual need to reach, that's where she has been probed to the very bottom of her being.
在她一切的需要里面呢，其实最深的需要是她灵里的需要，这就是她里面井底下最主要的需要。
So she says to him, Sir, you must be a prophet.
所以妇人说呢，先生，我看出你是个先知。
Because the things that he told her about herself, only God could know.
因为呢，他之所以认出这个先知呢，就是耶稣跟这个妇人讲的这些事呢，除了上帝，没有人会知道。
And a prophet is one who speaks from God.
然后先知呢，常常就是从神来那边传话的。
And so she's really convicted now of what God has revealed to this prophet.
所以她现在很确信这个神已经开始要借着对面这个先知要启示事情。
And so she says, now she recognizes that she has a need.
然后这时候呢，她也意识到她有个需要。
And as a sinner, you recognize you have a need, what you do is you turn to religion, right?
作为一个罪人，当你有一个需要的时候，你会做什么呢？你就到宗教那里去，对不对
？So that's what she's saying. She's well, she didn't know where. Her question now is, where can I offer a sacrifice?
所以这就是这个妇人回答的角度。她马上就说呢，我上哪去献祭啊
？Where can I find forgiveness?
我能怎么样找到这个救赎、啊、
？He says, well.Our fathers say that we should worship on this mountain here, Mount Gerizim.
所以他就说呢，我们的祖先告诉我们要在这个山上来拜。
See, the Samaritans had built a temple there on that mountain, Mount Gerizim, about 400 BC.
所以在公元前四百年的时候呢，他们撒玛利亚人已经在撒玛利亚这座山上造了一个圣殿啊。
Now, there was no temple there because 120 years or 130 years before they were here, or 150 years before, the Jews had destroyed that temple.
所以那座圣殿在耶稣对话的时候其实已经不在了，因为在他们对话前的大概140-150年前呢，南国的犹太人过去把那个圣殿给摧毁了。
Because it was competing in worship to the Jewish temple.
因为这个是跟耶路撒冷的那个圣殿是冲突的。
Another reason for the hatred of the Jews and the Samaritans.
这也是另外一个原因，犹太人和撒玛利亚人有很深仇恨的原因。
But they still had an altar on top of that mountain.
在那个山顶上依然还有一个祭坛。
And she says, well, our fathers they worshipped on this mountain. That's where they offered sacrifice.
所以这个妇人就说，我们的祖先说就在那座山上。应该在那里献祭敬拜。
But you Jews say down in Jerusalem is the place to go.
但是你们这犹太人却说一定要到耶路撒冷去。
In other words, she's saying, well, what religion? Where should I go to offer a sacrifice?
所以她的对话的背景，她是在讲宗教。她说我该去信哪个宗教？我该到哪里去解决我的罪、我的敬拜、我的献祭问题呢
？And what the Lord Jesus tells her is says that God has put aside.He's going to put aside all places of worship. And there's going to be only one place to worship, and that is to the Father himself.
所以耶稣在这要把这个宗教的概念拿掉，他要把一切聚会敬拜的那个有形的点要放到一边，他要告诉这个撒玛利亚妇人，真正的敬拜就是灵里跟神，跟那个唯一的天父彼此的敬拜。
In verse 21, he says, Believe me, woman.
21节耶稣说妇人你当信我
A time is coming
时候将到
And that would be of course He's anticipating this dispensation that we're living in now. He's anticipating his death, burial, and resurrection, and the Spirit coming again, right?
所以他其实已经预见到耶稣讲这个话的时候，其实已经预见到他要死，然后复活，新的时代要来。在那个时代里，我们的敬拜都是心灵和诚实的。
The time is coming, he says.
时候要到。
When you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
所以他说你们拜父，就拜天父，也不在这个山上，也不在耶路撒冷，这就是把有形的宗教拿走了。
The hour is coming when God is going to put away all earthly places of worship.
你们所拜的，你们不就是把一切在地上的有形的这个宗教和敬拜挪走了。
He says, "You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews."
那你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
So the reason there, the Lord Jesus is saying that the Samaritans, they only had the first five books of Moses, the Bible, the Pentateuch. That's all they used as their scriptures.
撒玛利亚人一直用的圣经呢，只有五卷书，就是旧约的前五卷，摩西五经。
And so they had a very limited understanding of the coming of the Messiah. They believed in the Messiah, as we find out, but a very limited understanding.
但他们这样的话，你就对于那个要来的弥赛亚的了解非常非常有限。
That's why the Lord said, "You don't know what you're worshiping."
所以他这就是为什么耶稣说你们不知道你们所拜的。
A lot of ignorance.
你很多是无知的。
But he says there in, "We worship what we do know, for salvation is of the Jews."
我们知道我们所拜的，因为救恩从犹太人出来。
What he's talking about there is the coming of the Messiah, the Savior.
因为他这里讲的是那个要来的弥赛亚，那个救世主。
It was prophesied in the Old Testament and very plainly, expounded in the New Testament. We find that the apostles trace the promises made through Israel and to Israel in the law and the prophets and the Psalms. Of the coming of the Messiah was very clear to anyone who wanted to believe.
所以他讲的意思就是借着旧约后面的那些诗篇啊先知书啊神已经很清楚地预言到未来要来的那个弥赛亚是谁。
It's the reason why they killed the Messiah was because they didn't believe the scriptures. They, not that they couldn't believe, they wouldn't believe what the scriptures said.
那之所以犹太人最终在耶路撒冷杀了耶稣，不是因为耶稣不是那个弥赛亚，而是他们自己不愿意相信旧约讲的那个弥赛亚就是耶稣。
And so he says there in verse 23, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
那时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
The true worshippers, we've come to this time now. When there's true worship.
那我们今天就在这个时刻、时候啊、时代，就是真正的敬拜。
Where is the true place of worship?
那真正的地方、敬拜的地方在哪里呢？
Over at that temple over there?
是不是在那个山上的圣殿呢？
That great place with stained glass windows and great reaching towers? Is that the place?
是不是有那个大的花玻璃的那个大建筑呢？
Is there a place where we need to go?
有没有一个特别的地方我们需要去的呢？
No, he said.
没有，都没有。
Neither in Jerusalem or Mount Gerizim or any place.
也不是在那个撒玛利亚的山上，也不是在耶路撒冷。
God has set apart all centers of worship.
上帝已经把一切有形的敬拜的中心都挪走了。
There's only one place.
只有一个地方。
That the true worshippers worship today.
真正的敬拜的地方。
And that's where two or three believers, filled with the Holy Spirit, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, they gather together. Jesus said, "There, I will be in the midst."
这就是耶稣讲的那句话。他说：“你们两三个人，真正得救的，圣灵内住的，两三个人，奉主的名。” 在一起，耶稣就在那里。
So he says the true worshippers then, it isn't in any place that you have to go to.
所以他说的是真正的敬拜，他并不是在讲任何有形的地方。
It's just among believers, just gathered around the person of the Lord Jesus.
只是一群信徒，聚集在一起，这就是敬拜了。
So we can worship in a building like this. This isn't the place of worship. This building.
这只是一个我们聚会敬拜的地方。
This is just the place where worshippers meet.
对，这个不是说这个地方是我们在聚会和敬拜的地方，这只是我们聚会和敬拜需要的一个地方。
The only worship goes up from those who are gathered together.
那真正的敬拜呢，是在那些聚集的人当中而产生的。
And we're worshiping in spirit and in truth, he says there.
而且我们的聚会和敬拜是在心灵和诚实里来做的。
Worshiping in the truth is understanding God himself.
那在诚实里，真理里敬拜他，就是我们要理解认识他。
Now how can we worship in the spirit?
那我们怎么样才灵里来敬拜呢？
In order to worship in the Spirit, we're worshiping in, don't forget, we're worshiping in the Holy Spirit.
别忘了我们是在圣灵里啊，不单单是一个灵里，是在圣灵里敬拜。
How can we can sinful, even though we're saved, there's still sin within us, is there not?
那我们这么样的，即使我们得救，我们里面的肉体依然还有罪，那我们怎么样在这个状态下能够有敬拜？
The old sinful nature is still there.
我们旧的老我犯罪的本性还在。
But God has put in us, in the believer, a new spirit, a new life.
那上帝给一个信徒呢，一个新的生命在里面啊。
That life is God's life.
这个生命是神的生命。
And God cannot sin.
因为神不能够犯罪。
So we in this, if we are in the spirit,We can worship God in spirit.
如果我们是在灵里的状态呢，我们就能够在灵里跟神有敬拜。
And we can do so with clear consciences.
那我们能够用一个很清楚的良心、清楚的意识来做这个事情。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
因为神的耶稣基督的血把我们在一切罪里面都洗清了。
No, so if there's any unconfessed sin before going into God's presence, we must confess that sin.
如果我们有一些没有认的罪来到神面前的时候呢，我们总是要先认这些罪。
And he's faithful and righteous. He'll forgive us our sins and he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
那他是信实的，他总是会赦免我们一切的罪，让我们在罪中得洁净。
So in the spirit, then we can worship God.
所以在这样的灵里呢，圣灵里呢，我们就能够敬拜神。
We can also worship in the truth.
我们也可以在诚实里敬拜他。
Because we know how to worship.
因为我们知道怎么敬拜。
What's the object to worship God?
那敬拜神的目标是什么？目的是什么？
The person of His Son.
那这个目的目标就是他的圣子耶稣基督。
As we real worship is worshiping the Son of God Himself.
那真正的敬拜就是敬拜圣子耶稣基督。
Because He was the one who manifested Himself to us.
因为他是那一个把他自己显明给我们看的。
And He declares who God is.
他也告诉我们神是怎么样的。
The invisible God was revealed in the person of His Son.
那这看不见的神是通过这个他的圣子来显明出来的。
Therefore, we can worship in spirit and in truth.
这就是我们说可以用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
But there's a deep secret that the Lord Jesus reveals to this woman that maybe you've passed over. A deep secret that Jesus reveals to this woman at this moment.That you've probably missed all through your reading, Bible reading.
这个是我们在读这段的时候可能会忽略的一个点啊。
It's not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible.
这是在圣经的其他地方都没有提到过的。
Can anybody tell me what it is?
谁能告诉我是什么呢？
I want to see if you're paying any attention here.
God is a spirit?
No. Good guess. Well, we get that other places too. God is a spirit. Some places never mentioned in the rest of the Bible.It's a deep secret.
一个很深的奥秘哈，就是在其他圣经的部分呢都没有提到的一个地方。
That was it. Yan Ling had a good try. Anybody else? What is it?
他就是富药这样，药这样的人拜他。
Worship in truth.
Hey.
Worship in truth.
No, I think we get similar things elsewhere. There's something else.
Father in spirit and the truth, right?And for they are kind to worship the Father six.
So we must worship in God's way.
No, that's, we understand. We get that from other places as well, though. There's another deep secret here. And everybody's missing it.
The time has now come?
No, because we know that. We get that from other places, too.
Can you please repeat the question?
You're just trying to buy time, that's all. There's a secret here that's revealed to the woman that's not revealed at any other place in the Bible. It's the only place we find this secret.
就是他没有在其他任何地方讲过的，是针对这个撒玛利亚妇人在这一段的对话里说过的。在圣经的其他地方呢，他没有再提过的。有一个
It's right there in verse 23.
23节。
就是那个嘛，因为
富药
这样的人拜他，是不是那个呀？
For they are kind of worshipers, the father seek, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
God is seeking...Worshippers.
对，父要寻求敬拜的人。
God is seeking worshippers before he's seeking servants.
父寻求敬拜的人，在他寻求仆人之先。
You cannot serve properly until you
become a
worshipper.
就你若不成为一个好的敬拜者呢，你不可能成为一个好的仆人。
A worshipper has a right relationship.With God.
一个敬拜的人是跟神有一个正确的关系。
A servant can serve himself as much as others, right?
一个仆人呢能够服侍他自己也可以服侍别人。
He can put himself up above God.
他可以把自己摆在神之上。
But when you worship, you're in your rightful place before God.
所以当你敬拜他的时候呢你就把自己和他的关系摆正了。
God is everything.
因为神是一切。
We are nothing.
我们什么都不是。
But his grace gives us all that he has. That's what we worship.
所以他的恩典给了把他一切都给了我们。
The woman's,
这就是我们敬拜的原因。
The woman's well was dry, empty, nothing.
这个妇人的井啊是很干的是什么都不是的。
Why did it take so long for the Lord to dig that well?
那为什么神要花这么多的时间去挖呢
?And what did he give her?
然后他给了这个妇人什么呢
?A well that sprang up with living water.
一个涌出活水的井。
Completely satisfied her.
完全地满足了他。
Well, not yet.
还没有啊。
He says there in verse 25.
25节。
The woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. In verse 25, there we read.
他说我知道弥赛亚要来。
See, the Lord had now talked to her about worship and talking about the Father seeking people. There was Jesus seeking that that woman, not just to save her, but to be, that she might become a worshiper.
所以这里他不但讲到了弥赛亚要来，而且讲到妇呢要寻求那个敬拜的人。
God is not just in the rescue business.
神并不只是在一个拯救的工作当中。
But he transforms us into beings that rival the highest created angels.
所以他会让我们变成一个就像最高的那个天使那样那样的一个状态的一个敬拜者。
And not only that, when we worship, angels can never worship like us.
所以或者说呢我们会当我们敬拜的时候呢那个天使都不能够像我们这样的方式来敬拜。
What do they know of God's grace and mercy?
那他们怎么知道神的恩典和怜悯呢？
It's all just theoretical to them.
对于他们来说都只是一个理论。
But we know.
我们知道。
God's grace and mercy, we don't deserve anything, and yet he's given us everything.
因为我们本不配任何事情。
So the angels in heaven listen with attentive ears to hear our worship.
所以天上的天使他们是很很专心的在听一切我们的敬拜。
And so, the woman now, she is brought to the place where she understands a lot of this. But her thoughts are that he's still a prophet.
所以这个妇人的注意力或者她的理解呢会带到这样的一个点，她能理解这一切的事，但她的心依然还是在那个他是一个先知的那个点上。
And so, she begins to say to him, then perhaps when Messiah comes, he will tell us all these things.
所以他会回答说呢，可能弥赛亚来的时候，他会把一切事都告诉我们。
She's ready for him, isn't she? She's opened. Ready for the Messiah.
所以他已经准备好要接受那个弥赛亚。
And he reveals himself to her very simply. I that speak to you, am he.
然后耶稣就用个非常简单的话启示给他，我就是那一位，你跟说话的就是那一位。
And that's her, that she received the Lord, that was her conversion.
这就是这个妇人得救的点了，她接受。
She doesn't say a word.
她没有说任何的事。
The mysterious, secret, spiritual birth had taken place at that moment.
很奥秘的这样的一个属灵的重生就产生了。
Remember, the Lord said, the Lord brought that truth to Nicodemus right at the beginning of their conversation.
耶稣和尼哥底母对话的时候，他把那个真理啊，在最初的一开始对话就讲出来了。
Except you be born from above, you can't see the kingdom.
你人若不从圣灵重生，就不能进神的国。一开始就讲。
Nicodemus should have known all this, you see.
尼哥底母按道理应该全部都知道的。
About the living water and so on. It talks about it in Isaiah. And 700 years before Jesus, it talks about that.
以赛亚书里面就讲到活水了，在耶稣来之前700年就已经告诉他们。
But the patience of the Lord Jesus and his wisdom and his grace and his power brought that woman, just opened her right up.
所以耶稣的耐心啊，他的这个智慧，就慢慢的引导这个妇人到一个程度，他打开他的心来接受这个救恩，是和三章是完全不同的节奏。
And then we see there in verse 28, she.
那我们就看二十八节。
She leaves her water jar sitting on the.
就把那个水罐子留下。
On the well, she don't.
水罐子也不要了。
Runs back into the city.
就往城里去了。
Now she's got a concern for others.That proves that she has been born again from above.
所以当她开始顾念他人的得救的时候，就证明她真的是从。
She was sought, now she's seeking.
她原来是被寻求的，现在呢，她去成为神的工人去寻求。
Come, see the man.
她说：“快来啊，看这个人呢。”
She spent all her life trying to find a man. Now she found him.
她花了一生去找到这样的一个人。他现在找到了
the man of all men,
男人中的男人
the man Christ Jesus,
耶稣基督
He's the Savior and can be the savior of every one of our souls.
他是那个救主，他也可能成能成为我们每一个人的救主。
And so she receives him.
他就接受了耶稣基督。
There's no lightning flashes, right?
也没有一个闪电啊。
No great signs in the heavens.
也没有大神迹啊，天上显出大大神迹都没有。
A simple birth, a miracle of birth.
一个简单的出生，但是一个神迹的出生，真的重生，这就是神迹。
Born again with the Spirit of God.
在圣灵里重生。
Now a worshipper, a valued worshipper sought out by God the Father.
那在这里面呢，也神找到的就是一个宝贵的敬拜者。
And that's why that day the Father told Jesus, go up through Samaria.
Mm-hmm. 对，这就是为什么那天他必须要经过撒玛利亚，就是父神让耶稣去。
You know, if there's any sinner in the world, it doesn't matter where it is in the world, if they're seeking for God's truth, God will always send somebody there to speak to them and reveal the truth to them. There isn't one person that will be bypassed. Everybody has a chance.
所以任何地上的人呢，任何地上的罪人，只要他是真心寻求那真理，想要知道真理的人，上帝一定会差一个人去把神的道告诉他。
And even though we don't know these people, but like I said, we go in faith, and the Lord sends us to these people. And some people, when you testify of the gospel of Christ to them, and they start making excuses and say, well, what about all the Muslims in the world? What about so-and-so that never heard the gospel before? I say to them, what about you? I'm telling you the gospel right now. What about you? Do you believe? Never mind all those people out there. God is concerned about those people. He will send somebody out there to give them the message of the gospel. But what about you? And that's where it comes down to.
所以当我们很多时候去告诉人福音的时候，就会碰到这种问题。他说那些没有听过福音的，比如说穆斯林，有些人都没有听过福音的。其实我们从这个故事看得出呢，神会特别的安排，只要你是真的里面有需要的，他就会安排人去告诉你这个福音。所以对于我们来说，我们更多的要去思考的是，我在听见这个福音的时候反应是什么，我在这个时刻我该做什么样的选择。
And once you receive the gospel, that's the only way through Christ that you can worship in true spirit and it's the only way that you can worship, because God will not receive your worship outside of Christ.
对，所以我们在敬拜的时候呢，一定是在耶稣基督里的敬拜，因为神不会悦纳我们任何的敬拜，如果我们离开基督。
It's only when you're born again that God can receive you as his child, and he can listen to you, listen to your problems, listen to your prayers, listen to your concerns. This woman had a concern. She went out into the village to tell other people about Christ.
所以也只有在我们重生之后呢，神才可能真的听我们的一切的需要，一切的想法，我们这个关系才建立起来，这种敬拜才会成为真的敬拜。
So these things become evident in a believer's life. I've just got these three things written down here, that when you're worshiping the Lord,your conscience must be clear. In other words, there should be no hindrance between you and God and any sin in your life that isn't confessed. It should be confessed. It should be forgiven. In your prayers, when you do something wrong, you always go to the Father and ask Him for forgiveness. You should have a clear conscience. How can I speak to Eric or to Langby if I'm holding some grudge against them, or if I got something that I'm angry with them about?How can I have a clear conscience to talk to them?
所以当我们去敬拜的时候呢，有几个点，当中第一呢，就一定是我们有个清洁的良心，这个良心一定是在神面前把我们一切的罪呢认过的。就我们如果有没有认的时候呢，我们很难跟神那个关系呢没有阻碍。他举个例子，比方说呢，他和我们俩的关系，我和 Eric 的关系，如果他跟我之间有仇恨， 有很多不同的想法，他有敌视，他怎么跟我有好的对话的基础和关系？
Many places you go, people are worshiping God with just their mouth, like that.
嗯，因为很多时在很多地方的人来到神面前的那个祷告也好，那个敬拜也好，只是从嘴里出来的一些话而已。
God wants a pure heart.
但神让我们要有一颗清洁的心来到他面前。
And He wants us to have a sincere faith, an authentic faith.Because if we don't, we will never go out and be effective in preaching the gospel to others.
第二呢，神要我们有一个真正的信心，完全的信心。如果我们自己里面都不是从那信心出来的，我们也很难去影响别人。
Okay, that was good.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. 那我们一起来做祷告。我们在天上的父，我们谢谢您啊，带领我们。明白这个撒玛利亚妇人她当时是从一个何等无助的境况里成为神的敬拜者，是吧？您今天依然如此虽然2000年过去了，我们每一个人面对的境况和环境依然没有变，我们依然是一个灵里深深的罪人，我们依然需要我们这口枯井依然需要那活水来浇灌，是吧？也求您把这样的真理赐给一切寻求真理的人也把这样的真理解开给一切寻求真理的人听让他们真的就像这妇人一样能接受这救恩，相信您是那弥赛亚不但成为敬拜者，更成为您那有用的仆人，父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们今天余下的时间，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 这个这儿有一句话。